You are now witnessing greatness.
Welcome back to the Empty Opinions Podcast. I'm your host, Solari Polanco. This is episode 178, and it's been a while. Actually, it's been a week. Listen, me doing this podcast and doing any content has been kind of in the back burner for a couple of weeks now because just a bunch of just life shit started happening where, like, a lot of money was suddenly required, and so then you have to work to make a lot of money. And so I've been working a lot, kind of nonstop. The only things I've been doing is, like, working and watching shows. It was Stranger Things. It's been buried for a couple of weeks. Now it's, fucking The Boys. So it's been really that, just working and watching shows. Haven't even been watching as many movies. I just recently watched this new movie, Hustle, which is one of the topics that I want to talk about for this episode. But yeah, I want to get back into content. There's going to be a bonus episode this week, so stay tuned for that. It's just empty pages, but still an extra podcast, so I'm going to try to get that out as soon as I can. I want to get back into this content shit. I feel like there's a lot of stuff I want to do. You know, it's summer, so I should have more time. Like, school's over, and it's still not really. Not only because I just don't have enough time, but because I still have an online class that I gotta finish to finish my credits. That I'm kind of been ignoring. I won't lie to y'all that I have to get back and do all this fucking work. It's one of the easiest classes, but because it's so easy, it's just like, fuck, I don't want to do this. But I have to, because if I don't, then what the fuck am I gonna do? Take another semester of class? Like, that's crazy. So that's what I'm gonna do. I'm going to, you know, try to catch up on a lot of this shit. And once my personal life gets sorted out, hopefully in the next couple of weeks, I should get back to this content shit. And there is something brewing. There is something in the works that I think is going to be fun for me to do that will be coming out pretty soon if it works out. So I'm excited for it to come to fruition if it truly does. Because if it does, I think it's going to be a cool episode of the podcast. I'll say that much. But yeah, that's all I have to say, really. So I just want to get started with the podcast. But before I get started, I just got to say, emptyopinions.com. Go to the website and see everything happening in the Empty Opinions universe, the Empty Opinions podcast, Empty Pages, the Empty Playlist, the Empty Blog, everything empty. You can check it out over there in the website. That should be the hub for everything happening in the Empty Opinions universe. But yeah, that's all. That's really the only things that I want to get out of the way before I actually get started with this podcast. So now the first topic I want to talk about is the thing that broke the internet, the thing that made everybody sad. People couldn't believe that Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey have broken up. And honestly, I'm very heartbroken. I am heartbroken by this development. I don't know about you guys, but I did think that this relationship would last forever. You know? I for sure. Like, there was no doubt in my mind that these two were going to stay together forever, right? Like, I know a lot of people are saying, oh yeah, Lori Harvey, you know, she hasn't been in a relationship longer than a year for any of the famous celebrities we've seen her be with. Yeah, you know, that's like a fact. So it's like, maybe I should have seen this breakup coming. But no, I believe in true love and I believe in good looking couples. And in terms of good looking couples, there are no better good looking couples than Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey. You know, like, just objectively, like, two of the most beautiful humans on this planet. And they got together. And to be honest, I wish they had kids. It's kind of selfish for them to not have kids. Because, like, how can you not pass on those beautiful genes and that combination of genes onto an offspring? You know, even if they did break up, even if Michael B. Jordan just became Lori Harvey's baby daddy, like, you gotta, that's like almost you're almost like helping humanity with that. Like, imagine a Lori Harvey and Michael B. Jordan kid. Like, that kid would take all the roles in Hollywood. Like, 20 years after he's born, like, that he would probably even less, like 15 years into the time that he's out of Lori Harvey, or she, I don't know why I assumed the kid would be male. That's kind of, you know, that's just some misogynism. Misogynism? I would just call it that. Instead of misogyny, I would call it misogynism. You know, it's fucked up whenever you see men being like misogynist and showing that misogynism side. That is fucked up that I assumed the kid would be a boy. I don't know. It could be a boy, it could be a girl, regardless. That's the only reason I'm mad they broke up, to be honest with you. Fuck their relationship. I'm mad that, you know, a kid, like a perfect specimen of a human, didn't come out of both of those, out of that couple. No, in all seriousness, man, who the fuck thought this relationship was real? It turns out that I guess most people just fully believe this is real, which is always funny to me, man. Like, it's funny. Humans are just kind of naturally hypocritical because... So you're telling me, you know, I know a lot of people that truly believe in this stuff about the Matrix and, like, you got to get out of the Matrix. You got to see the life. You got to see life for what it is. You got to see the way they're tricking you. But then turn around and believe Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey were really dating. that disconnect between those two is hilarious to me. Like, if you truly think there's a Matrix, you have to be skeptical of everything. You have to have critical thinking skills, because if you do have critical thinking skills, you would see that this relationship was fucking fake. The same way that, listen, in Hollywood and, you know, these celebrities, they all get into fake relationships. They, I remember the funniest fake relationship was when, this was the most awesome fake relationship ever, was when Megan Thee Stallion and Moneybagg Yo were dating. Do y'all remember that? It's fine if y'all forgot, because it was only for like a month and it was only to promote a song. Like, imagine getting into a whole fake relationship just to sell one song. That shit is crazy, you know? And that's how you know, like, a couple is really together or not in the music industry or in Hollywood. The only way you could truly know is if, like, they don't collaborate with each other. That's the only way you could truly tell a couple is together for real. Because as soon as you started seeing them, like, making songs together and kind of exploiting exploiting each other, that's how you know it's not real. I mean, you know, Gunna and Chloe Bailey. DDG and Haley Bailey, Halle Bailey. Is it Halle? Yes, Halle Bailey. I believe that relationship is real because I've yet to see a song from both of them. So that lets me know that relationship is real. But with Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey, I mean, come on, dog. It's like, you know, and Joe Budden broke it down perfectly on the Joe Budden podcast. So I don't even want to get really into it because I would just be repeating what he said. But it's just basically this thing of both of them needing kind of like an image rehabilitation and that being it. And so... yeah, I mean, I never believed it was real, you know, because when two people that good looking get together, it's never real. I never believe it. It never makes sense to me. I don't think there's ever a relationship where the two people in the relationship are both like drop dead gorgeous. Like, I don't think that can exist. There's a reason why like a Beyonce goes with a Jay-Z. It's like more often than not, it's like looks and power or success or greatness. That's a combination. Like, looks and looks never really goes well. I've never seen that. And just, I wanna make this into a broader topic. Something that I've been seeing. And I'm gonna show that I'm a little bit of a hater. I understand that. You know, I can be a hater from time to time. Listen, I've been saying this recently, but like, I can be a big hater, but I also show love. So it like balances out. Like, I like showing love to people I appreciate, but also like I like hating because that shit is fun. But to make my soul at ease, like to make myself feel better, I show a lot of love. It's like a balance, you know, life is about balance. But one broader topic that I wanted to touch on is that every relationship that you see, I mean, this is going to sound obvious, but every relationship you see is going to end. You know, it's not like it's going to last forever. And I always keep that in mind. If, let's say, I have a crush and I see them on Instagram and they keep posting their significant others, I put on my finest hater cap on and I just be like, all right, this relationship is not going to last that long. So just wait it out. It doesn't matter how in love the two people seem to be in. I just know it's going to be over soon, because they, especially when you're young, relationships don't last. I've been saying this forever. Like, relationships never last. It doesn't, I don't give a fuck how deeply in love you think you are. They just don't last. And so it's been fun, even me personally, with people I've been following on Instagram forever that have had a boyfriend forever. Them breaking up has been, I'm not going to say it's been satisfying, because that would make me sound like the biggest hater of all time. But I do got to say, you know, it does bring a smile to my face, like Thanos said. I'm quoting Thanos here. That does bring a smile to my face whenever I see a girl that I've liked for so long. And I've just always been just waiting, just wait it out. Let's see. And you can wait out. Yo, waiting is very underrated. You can wait out nearly anything and it'll work out for you. Like, that kind of patience is actually pretty useful. Like, you talk about people saying, like, you know, patience is good. But there's no place that patience is better than when there's a girl that you like and she's in a relationship. You just gotta wait it out and it's gonna be over, you know? Easiest way to tell, man, there's nothing that makes me smile more than when you go to their profile. When you go to their profile on Instagram and you see that you don't see those pictures anymore, and that those initials with the heart emoji next to them are gone. Oh my God, that's fucking perfect. That's when you know, yes, I waited for long enough, it's over. But then it's fucked up when they put the fucking pictures back and you realize, oh, it was an on and off kind of thing. It's listen, I don't know. This is making me sound like the biggest hater of all time, but there is something to that, to waiting, and also to the fact that these relationships, you wait them out long enough and they're going to end. And in case of, you know, Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey, it honestly lasted way longer than I thought. I vividly remember when the first photo ops of them dating started coming out, and I'm like, these don't seem oddly, like, perfect and, like, almost orchestrated. Like, I felt like that from the first pictures that came out of them dating. I was just like, this looks way too perfect. And they're both perfect, at least, like, looks-wise. So it's like, if you really want to think critically, you realize nothing can be that good in life. Like, in life, it is not possible, really, for two people as good-looking as Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey to be dating. So all you got to do is be like, let me look at these pictures. Oh my God, these pictures look, they're supposed to be off guards, but they're the most beautiful pictures you've ever seen. Yeah, probably fake. And so I thought that from the beginning. And then they kind of took a lull. Like, I remember there was a while where you didn't see any pictures of them and you didn't hear anything about them. And then a couple of months ago, those pictures started coming out again. Which, again, I think leads to my theory that this is definitely fake, because it's almost like them reminding you, hey, we're still together, so I'm going to need you guys to remember this and know this before we break up, so that the breakup doesn't come out of nowhere. Because if you guys forgot that we were dating, if we announce that the relationship is done, then, you know, how is it going to hit you guys that much harder? So, you know, for all the people that talk about escaping the Matrix and then you believe Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey, it's like, I don't know what to tell you, pal. I don't know what to tell you. Like, if you can't escape that shit, then, you know, if that's how they get you, like, you escape everything else. You think every, you know, a fucking government plot is fake. You think the vaccine is fake. You think COVID is fake. You think all this shit is fake. But you think the Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey relationship is real? I don't know what to tell you. Sounds like you got your priorities straight. That's funny. That's funny. That's the one thing that these, like, matrixy people believe. But speaking, I mentioned dating. And so speaking of dating, I want to talk about this Diddy and Young Miami situation, which is causing a lot of ruckus. There's been a lot of interesting relationships happening this past week. I guess it's relationships week, or maybe I did see it's like Saturn rising or some shit. I don't know. Saturn. What the fuck is this shit with the retro? Is Saturn retrograde? Apparently, I don't really know what the fuck that means, but I do know whenever there's retrograde, it's never good. So maybe that's why there's so much like relationship happening in the universe, in the ethos. Is that a word? Ethos? I'm gonna look it up. Yeah. The characteristic spirit What the fuck is it saying? The characteristic spirit of a culture, era, or community as manifested in its beliefs and aspirations. Yeah, I guess you could say ethos is a word. Listen, I've been listening to podcasts since I was like 12, 13. So I've heard a lot of words in my life just from people talking. But yeah, Diddy and Young Miami reveal to the world where their status is, and it's they're both single and dating. They're dating each other, but they're single. And when I saw this, I've been seeing a lot of people kind of like, you know, people, again, the internet is literally just like the playground. It's just, or it's high school, it's musical chairs. It's just people taking sides. It's just like, are you on the side of Diddy? Oh man, Diddy, he's spitting game on this young lady and she eating it up. Oh, you know, Young Miami accepts this and she's fine with it. I don't give a fuck about either side of this. But the thing that I find interesting is the idea of like, yeah, like if you're dating someone, then that means you're not in a relationship, right? Like you're still technically single. Because dating is just the phase before you actually get into a relationship. But then again, listen, all this shit is out of whack for me because I don't fucking know any of these terms. I have my own way of thinking about all this shit and it's always wrong. It turns out I'm always wrong about this shit. Like it's always like, oh, you know, what does like mean? And what does falling in love mean? And what does having a crush mean? Everybody apparently, or like the majority of the world has one definition and I tend to have another one. And that's run me into some trouble. Like I thought when you like somebody, you just like somebody. But people nowadays, like my generation, thinks when I say, oh, I like you, like to a girl that you like, or like, it means that like I'm ready to get into a fucking relationship with them. That's not what that means. To me, it's like I think of crushes like, because liking is just I like you romantically. That's a crush. And you know, I guess there is an argument to be made that I should probably know a person very well before I say I like them. I guess it's true, but fuck that, you know. I kind of go on feelings most of the time, and that's done me more harm than good in my life, but turns out that's just the kind of person I am. I'm just a very passionate person. But yeah, this Diddy and Young Miami situation is cool because I don't know, I guess I'm starting to see that when people say they're dating, that means they're not single. I thought the two were mutually exclusive. I thought you could date and be single. But maybe I'm just as toxic as fucking Diddy. Who knows? But it's kind of wild how Diddy just gave Young Miami her own show. Which I think, you know, I understand it. Well, I don't. I don't know. I feel like Diddy literally made that show only to capitalize off of all the shit that's been happening with, you know, Diddy and Young Miami messing around with each other and then that other baby mom, or I don't know if she's this baby mom, like this other girl that Diddy was messing with, like, and then that girl getting in a beef with Young Miami, like I don't know. This shit is too messy, even for me. I can be a messy bitch, but not that messy. Listen, I think it's, and if that's the case, you know, and obviously we did see that that was the case of those two women fighting over Diddy, then, you know, Diddy is right to say he's dating, but he's single, right? I mean, obviously, if he's messing with other girls, that's an interesting idea to think about. Like, I don't understand, like, women are championing the idea of Young Miami being with Diddy, even though there's this other woman that's saying, oh, well, he's actually, I'm his main girl, or I don't really know. I think that was the gist of that situation. But then Young Miami just being like, well, I don't give a fuck. That's my man. I don't give a fuck what y'all doing. And I'm just like, huh. In this whole situation, I can't help but think Diddy's like absolutely the winner of this. He has these two women fighting over him, and he's not at fault at all. Like, that main girl, whoever that girl was, that was beefing with Young Miami, she wasn't mad at Diddy. She was mad at her. And then Young Miami's not mad at Diddy. They're mad at each other. Listen, I feel like men, you know, men are bad, right? Men are trash. Men are this, men are that, whatever. But you gotta give it up. If there's any women watching this or listening to this, y'all gotta give it up to Diddy or just men in general. Being able to somehow do some black magic or some judo type shit where like a guy is clearly in the wrong in the situation when it comes to several women. Like, if a guy's messing with a couple of women, and the women always go after each other, and the man is always out of it. It's almost like we evade any fucking responsibility of the whole mess. Listen, men are bad, but that's pretty cool. You got to give that up to us, that we're able to pit y'all against each other and evade any sort of, like, fault. Like, that's pretty cool. That's almost like a magic trick. I don't know how we do it. We just kind of, I don't know. That's just cool, man. That's, you know, being a man is, like, bad in a lot of instances, but when it comes to women fighting over us, that makes us feel good. So, and we never get any brunt of any of that. So that's pretty great. I love that. So in that thing, this was happening with Diddy. Like, not only did Diddy not get faulted for any of that, what's happening with the main girl in Young Miami, he made a show for Young Miami called Carisha Please, where he was the guest for the first episode. And then they just kind of talked, and she asked him straight up, "What are we?" And he's like, "We're dating, but I'm single." To her face. And she's like, "Okay." And he even made her laugh afterwards. That was so funny to me. That was crazy. And again, there's women supporting Young Miami, just basically saying, "Oh, you know, she understands what she's getting herself into, women empowerment, whatever." So that's great. If that's what Young Miami wants, if she wants Diddy to not claim her, you know, in the eyes of what must be like 2 million views that episode has on YouTube, if that's what she wants, then great. But Diddy just making a show where he could say that to somebody and still be laughed at, or like laughed with, or like make Young Miami laugh like afterwards. I can see why women hate us. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Like, men having that kind of power, it's fucked up. You know, the patriarchy is fucked up because we just do this shit to women. We're like, we can embarrass you in front of the entire world and they'll still like us. You know, it's fucked up, but what can you do? You know, that's the thing. Listen, here's the thing. Okay, this is going to be kind of controversial, but here's what I'll say. This is about to be crazy, but listen to me. There's no incentive for men to change their bad behavior if it keeps working. You know what I mean? Like, this Diddy and Young Miami situation is perfectly summarizing that. You know what I mean? Like, that's a perfect example of that. Like, Diddy, he could be a toxic guy and there's no consequences. You know what I mean? Like, you know what he gets out of not claiming Young Miami in front of the entire world? He gets like 2 million views on a YouTube show that he made on his own network. He like gets, it's more than getting his cake and eat it too. It's like he baked the cake, he gifted it to himself, he ate it, and then he bought another cake. It's like, it's cake on top of cake for him, you know, literally and metaphorically. So when that's what's happening in a guy's life, and they're being bad and toxic, but we just keep getting rewarded. I mean, why would any guy change? You know, that's the sad truth. But all right, I'll move on because it's just crazy, man. It's really wild. It's crazy that, you know, that he's doing that shit. He put the girl he's dating, according to his words, and him being single, he put her on his own network and gave her a show. Maybe I should do that. Well, actually, you know, I can't even joke about that because, like, I've literally thought about it. Like, I've already thought that, like, if I get a girlfriend, I'm definitely going to want to give them a show on my network. It's not that many. It's not, you know, my network is definitely not as big as Revolt TV. But, you know, it's still something that I think about, which I think would be cool. Even just me doing a show with my girlfriend, I think would be a lot of fun. All right, here's the next thing I want to talk about. And the reason that here, and I'm going to show you guys what inspired this topic, this appreciation topic, because I want to do a Coi Leray appreciation right now. I want to talk about how much I actually like Coi Leray as an artist. And this is what kind of inspired me to talk about it. I'll play it right now. Come give me head until I call. Put this snippet on TikTok. Yeah. I know it's hard to deal with a bitch like me. Come on, beat drop. Hey. Yeah, you just might fall in love. I like it when we talk. You just can't get enough. Hey. I just don't get it, buddy. These bitches in the body. Come on, dog. They just want money and can't fall in love with these hoes. Hey. Alright, so yeah, that inspired me to basically talk about how much I actually like Coi Leray as an artist. Listen, Coi Leray has gotten a lot of shit. You know, mainly because she's a skinny woman. I mean, I'll just come out and say that right now. You know, it's undeniable that a lot of the hate that Coi Leray gets is because she's very proud of her skinny ass body. And I don't mean that derogatively. I just mean that literally. She's skinny. She's a skinny girl. And that's not something you really see. You know, I'm not going to say skinny girls are shamed, but, you know, thick girls is what people like. You know, I don't think nobody wants to see somebody with no butt. Well, I'm talking from the guy's perspective, just exclusively here. Like a girl with no butt or no boobs or any of that. God, I wanted to say ass and titty so bad, but I felt like that was going to be too crass. And so when she first came out, first of all, also like it, I was talking to my sister about this. She also said her voice annoyed a lot of people. I could see her personality was so outgoing, you know, that could rub people the wrong way. And also her past of like apparently like dating people like Trippie Redd and a lot of these rappers, right? There's a big storm of things that definitely made people dislike Coi Leray off rip. Especially when like No More Parties came out, obviously, when you heard that song. First of all, that song was a hit and she made the remix with Lil Durk and all that. And, you know, people were hating on her because they thought she was going to be a one-hit wonder, right? And she would come out with snippets here and there and people would hate them. And then she'll put out the song with Pusha T and then that was a hit. It's like, it was like that back and forth. Because she could be kind of like a hit or miss kind of artist. That's how I felt about her album. Her album was definitely very hit or miss for me. The songs that hit really hit. Like, actually, I want to play probably one of the most underrated songs of this year. Because nobody really listened to that Coi Leray album, unfortunately. But it's a song from that album with A Boogie, produced by Mustard. Let me see if I can find the song. Okay, maybe the reason I couldn't find that song with A Boogie because I wrote A Boobie. I'm so fucking immature. Listen to this song. This song is so beautiful to me, and it really proves that she's very talented. Listen to this. It's life and easy. Everywhere I go, people know my name. Fuck you, love, I don't need it. You already know my body, I don't play no games. What if I was regular? What if I was regular? Oh, you thought I was regular? I bet you ain't know what it was. Listen, I love this song. The fact that she can pull off a just purely acoustic song tells me that she's talented, and that's my reason number one for like why I like her as an artist. It's because she's talented. It's because she has a unique style that I feel like a lot of people want to dismiss. But we gotta be honest here, like her style is actually pretty unique in terms of almost doing the almost like, you know, the Playboi Carti kind of like high pitch kind of almost mumble rap, but combined with like R&B whenever she wants it to, and her actually like being pretty good at melodies most of the time. Like there's a lot of her as an artist that I think is very talented. And I've noticed that with a lot of people making music now, with a lot of women, specifically skinny women. I just gotta say that now. Skinny women, a lot of them are kind of taking the style that Coi Leray has made and came out with when No More Parties became popular. Like that almost kind of like I don't even know how to describe it. I mean, I kind of said it. It's almost like the, like that kind of Playboy Cardi mixed with fucking Aaliyah. It's a weird combination, but I think you know what I'm talking about. And ever since I noticed that about her, like, not only that she was actually talented, but that a lot of people were taking her style, it was just like, okay, if you as an artist have other people copying your shit, you immediately get my respect because that means you're doing something original. And I think she is original. And, you know, obviously, like, a lot of people, it was cool to hate on Coi Leray for a while. And I never really liked that because I did know that she made good music. There's another song that I know that she did a long time ago. Like, it's one of her songs before she blew up that I thought was great that, you know, let me know that she was a good artist. Let me see if I can even find it. That showed me what her talent truly was. It's this song right here. Yeah, and this was 2 years. This is actually one of my... I'm not going to say one of my favorite songs, but a song that I always liked. And like, the fact that she kind of... She can definitely carry a tune. Come on, Coi. Let's go.
Just one of those days. Don't know why. Why you gotta go away tight? All about before just get the price. You want attention, but you need all of your best. Yeah, we can never see eye to eye.
Alright, so that's just a little taste of what I'm saying in terms of what I'm doing right now, really, is just showing you guys that, you know, fuck. They about to start vacuuming upstairs. Damn it. All that to say, I just showed some instances of her actually making great music. And it's all leading to when it really hits the fan for Coi Leray, which is like you couldn't even defend it, was when obviously she sold like 9,000 copies first week, which is really fucked up because of all the hype that she had and all the hate that she was getting. And, you know, all you could do is just be like, damn, that's fucked up. And people were piling on her. And, you know, her being kind of depressed about it. And even her fucking dad. I mean, that's the other thing that makes me feel for her. It's just, like, the fact of her having a famous dad that kind of doesn't support her and, like, almost actively sabotages her career. That immediately makes me feel way for her. I don't know. I just feel like she gets a lot of unnecessary hate for a lot of reasons. When, in reality, she's a good artist. And, you know, that snippet that I showed you guys at the beginning of this shows that hopefully she has a lot of good music on her way. And hopefully, just as long as she keeps a steady career where, like, she doesn't give a fuck what people are saying and she just continues putting out good music, hopefully that way the hate goes away. And I feel like she's going to be one of those artists that people are going to realize, you know, that she's better than people gave her credit for being, like, way, 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 way later. Like, almost 10 years from now, people are going to realize, oh, Coi Leray was actually good at her music, so... I just wanted to do a quick Coi Leray appreciation because, I don't know, that snippet, literally, it gives me good goosebumps because it's so good. Like, I've always liked Coi Leray. That's what I'm trying to say. And I just wanted to show you guys why. Hopefully now you fucking like Coi Leray too. Damn it. Instead of making fun of her record sales, first week record sales, and her voice. I understand her voice might be annoying, but just listening to the music, you know what I mean? She can sing. She can carry a tune. She can fucking do a song over acoustic guitar played by Mustard. Listen, she's talented. So don't get caught up in the hive mind of making fun of Coi Leray. Because I think that's a lot of the reason why she gets made fun of too. So, all right, that's it. That's it for Coi Leray. Let me stop before they say I'm clit writing. Or that sounds kind of crass. I don't like sounding crass, but I feel like sounding crass is funny. I'm at a weird crossroads with that. But all right, that's it for those three topics that I wanted to talk about. I was also going to get into what happened in the last episode of The Boys and talk about the new Adam Sandler movie Hustle. But like I almost always feel when I'm doing this podcast, it's like there comes a wall that I feel like I'm hitting, especially when I'm talking about movies or TV shows where like I kind of feel like I have to be in the pocket. Like, I feel like I must have, like, a separate show or something where I can actually talk about these things. Or at the very least, have somebody to talk about it with, right? Like, somebody be like, yo, you know, this latest episode of The Boys is crazy. oh my God, did you see Adam Sandler's Hustle? Like, it was taking place during, you know, for the Sixers, and it was in Philadelphia, and I'm from Philadelphia. How crazy is it? Like, for media nowadays, I gotta either watch it with somebody or talk about it with someone, because just talking about it by myself, I can get bored. Or just, I feel like solo episodes for me, I feel like I'm starting to realize they're meant to be only 30 minutes. I can't go past 30 minutes because then it's just like really hard. Doing more than 30 minutes of talking to yourself on a podcast is fucking hard. So, I don't know. I guess I'll just leave it there. That's all I really want to talk about for this episode. What did I talk about? I talked about Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey. I talked about Diddy and Young Miami. I talked about Coi Leray and a bunch of just little side tangents all throughout. So I think it was a pretty good episode all in all. I think, you know, especially for the first three topics, I had a lot of energy, and then it just kind of all of a sudden ran out, and now I'm just like, I don't gotta talk about The Boys. I don't gotta talk about Adam Sandler's movie on Netflix. So, fuck it. I'll just end it there. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. The way that I'm gonna end this episode is the way that I end every episode, is by playing a song. This song that I'm gonna play is gonna be off of the Empty playlist. You know what I mean? Go check that out on Spotify or Apple Music. Go just look up the Empty playlist on search and you'll find the playlist pretty likely. So there you'll see my favorite 9 songs that have come out in the past week. And this is one of the songs. It is from 070 Shake from her album You Can't Kill Me. My favorite album of the year so far this year. Yes, even higher than Kendrick's album. I think Kendrick's album is 2nd or 3rd though. I really loved it. But yeah, this song was called Vibrations. I love this album. It's amazing. And I'm going to play the song now. Thank you guys so much for watching and or listening to this episode. And I'll catch you guys next week.
Never breaks into, a heart never breaks into, never breaks into, a heart never breaks into, never breaks into, a heart never breaks into, never breaks into, feeling the vibration, the vibrations, feeling the vibration, the vibration, that's why I never say shit to you, never say shit, that's why I never say shit to you, never say shit, I'm feeling the vibration, I became a track star, looking for a love. Never breaks into feeling the vibration, the vibration.